And now this is a dictation for Jan Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R, December 949, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C, C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Mr. Skinner, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, blood protein in the urine, probably chronic glomerulopathy. Last visit was in March. He's having problems of recurrent question gout, multiple joints, on maximal dose of allopurinol 300. Last treatment with prednisone, colchicine about a month and a half ago. No hospital admission, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no gross blood, no major fominess, no edema, claudication symptom, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc lisinopril. Today, blood pressure 140 over 70, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular within normal limits, overweight of the abdomen, no major edema, no focal deficit. During analysis, trace for blood of protein. Next paragraph, chemistry, electrolyte, acid base, normal, creatinine is stable 1.2. Normal calcium, phosphorus, albumin, no anemia, hemoglobin high at 16, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3, some fluctuation over time, but no progression, stable, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, hypertension, continue pressing lisinopril and Norvasc. We stopped the HCTC because of recurrence of gout. Next number, recurring gout on allopurinol. Monitor uric acid if less than 6. And recurrence of flare-up, consider fluid analysis to make sure that this is truly gout and not alternative, for example, pseudo-gout. If possible, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, chronic low-level hematuria proteinuria. No biopsy is indicated. As long as kidney function is stable, as it is. Come back on the next 6 to 9 months, or at least discuss with the patient.